BBC News with Julie Candler. President Trump has dismissed as a hoax reported warnings by US intelligence that Russia is trying to meddle in November's presidential election. Mr. Trump accused Democrats in Congress of launching another misinformation campaign. Jurors in the sexual assault trial of the former American film producer Harvey Weinstein have ended 4 days of deliberations, with instructions from the presiding judge to resume on Monday. Earlier, they asked Justice James Burke if they could give split decisions on two of the most serious charges, but were asked to continue their deliberations. Afghanistan is looking forward to a tentative reduction in hostilities after an agreement between American and Taliban negotiators. If the truce holds, the two sides will sign the first phase of a peace deal on February the 29th. Thousands of Algerian protesters have taken to the streets, marking 1 year since the start of demonstrations that led to the eventual downfall of President Abdelaziz Bouteflika. Anti-riot police did not intervene to disperse the crowds. The opposition leader in Venezuela, Juan Guaido, has called for a demonstration outside the parliament in Caracas on March the 10th to try to reignite his campaign to replace President Nicolas Maduro. More than 50 countries recognize Mr. Guaido as Venezuela's leader. Italian archaeologists have unveiled the remains of a temple dedicated to Romulus, the city's mythical founder. The site goes back to the 6th century before Common Era. BBC News.